This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kicking off the third hour here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark
and Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. We've been all over the board here this evening's show. Lots of calls, and, you know, that's how it tends to be on Sunday evenings. Great to have them. We had David on in the last segment of the last hour, and he was kind of complaining about this Federalist Society. Wanted to ask some questions and maybe challenge his premises a little bit here, so I brought him back over. David, can you hear me?
Oh, sure. Appreciate it.
Sure. So I haven't heard much about this Federalist Society prior to a recent report on them out of NPR. Kind of went and looked them up a little bit. Can't say I've done a heck of a lot of research. So I do know that on the regular, we're getting these organizations that get trotted out as I'm supposed to be scared of them, whether it's the Koch Foundation or George Soros or Acorn or, whoever it is that's up now for me to be scared of. Apparently, I'm supposed to be scared of this Federalist Society now, and they've been around for a couple of decades.
Sounds to me they're basically a different version of, like, the John Birch Society.
Okay, maybe. I mean, I thought that they were full of lawyers.
Okay, so it might be the lawyery types that didn't want to join the John Birch Society because the John Birch Society often gets labeled as kooks.
Maybe. I don't think they're... I mean, I haven't heard of them as kooky. I've heard of them as originalists. And I've got to say, I like my Supreme Court justices originalist because, to me, the Constitution is not a document that changes over time upon people's whims. It's a document that was written at a moment in time. And in order to change it, you should have to go through the amendment process. So, David, disabuse me of my notions.
It's not really possible to disabuse you of it because they are they're sort of like old money in a really interesting way. In other words, I come from a family that one of my great 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 grandfathers signed the Declaration of Independence. That's
okay.
John Hart from New Jersey.
All right,
and we were always raised to understand that the British aristocrats never stopped attacking America. They tricked us they got us into the War of 1812. They tricked the South into breaking free so that they would be able to split apart the colonies or split apart America so that the British...
Then why didn't they send money to the South and support them in the war?
Oh, Lincoln figured it out real fast and did an embargo against England. And so he did that within 6 weeks. And so all of a sudden the South was stranded. But they left,
But the British could have lent its navy and changed the course of the war if it wanted to.
No, they couldn't. There were blockades on all of the southern ports.
The U.S. Navy at the time wasn't any match for the British Navy.
It's easier said than done. You know, how did Vietnam beat America? How did Iraq?
On their own soil.
Exactly. Afghanistan going?
There was also the Emancipation Proclamation that wound up making slavery on the global scale appear to be the top-level issue, which dissuaded some countries from getting involved because they didn't want to be seen as supporting slavery.
Well, that was well after. I mean, the British could have gotten involved far before the Emancipation Proclamation, and, I mean, that was 2 years into the war.
Well, there's many things. I mean, even the first...
I don't know. You started with a conspiracy theory, David, and that's what's derailed this.
The Federalist Society isn't part of the Birchers is because a lot of people in the Birch Society tend to believe some conspiracy theories. So if you want to be constitutional originalist but don't want to be labeled as a kook, then you start the Federalist Society.
All right.
Well, the Federalists basically don't agree with anything of the original Federalists that, you know, they in the Revolutionary War.
Agreed. I thought it was a strange name. They should have called themselves the Anti-Federalist Society.
Exactly.
But that would have been strange for an organization that supports the Supreme Court. Go ahead.
Right. So they BS'd the current generation into believing that the Federalist Society actually is a patriotic group when they're the exact opposite of a patriotic group. And so this is what I'm talking about.
I'm not sure that either you could call either the Federalists or the Anti-Federalists either patriotic or unpatriotic. It's just their desire to see the,
whether they wanted the Constitution to be ratified or retain the Articles of Confederation.
The Federalists originally just wanted to modify the Articles of Confederation. It was a trick. The Constitution was basically a trick.
Yes. That's why Patrick Henry didn't show up, and when asked, he said, "I smell a rat."
Well, yeah, we could. We could talk 47 directions, but the point is that the Federalist Society, to me, is just a whole bunch of big money and con artists that are very similar to, you know, the exact opposite of the founders.
But you're attacking the person here. Can you attack the notion? I mean, if the Federalist Society is about original interpretation of the Constitution, is that a problem for you?
Wait a second. Say that again.
Is original an originalist view of the Constitution, is that your fundamental problem?
Oh, no. No, because the Federalist Society doesn't believe in the Constitution. They're just basic corporate staters. You know, and corporate.
So you're just saying that what they say they believe is a lie, and they're just saying that they believe in the original interpretation of the Constitution.
Yeah, yeah. And they don't, you know, it's like Trump lies 50 times a day. So
wow, a politician lies.
Well, I think Trump is it probably outpaces most of them, but I guess I'm not surprised.
He's got the best lies.
So they're huge.
They're huge.
They're huge. So I guess my thought on this is that if you don't think an originalist interpretation of the Constitution is a problem, do you think that judges like Sotomayor and Gingrich,
Gorsuch?
Not Gorsuch, the old lady.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Ginsburg, not Gingrich, yeah. Ginsburg are originalists.
You got to look at it case by case.
Okay.
I mean, and that's really what the Supreme Court is supposed to be
doing.
Do you
think Scalia was an originalist?
Oh, no, Scalia was a phony.
Okay.
Scalia goes way back.
It up. All right.
Yeah.
Scalia started the term originalist. I mean, there wasn't really an originalist. The term wasn't used before Scalia, so he gets to be it, regardless of whether you agree with his interpretation or not. I don't agree with him on some social issues, specifically surrounding abortion. But, ultimately, to me, the Constitution means what it says. And I would go even further than Scalia. I think that the federal government can't take on issues that don't have to do with post-Rhodes, weights and measures, currency, army or the Navy, or any of that other stuff, or, trade between states. Anything more than
only
that,
the Navy.
Yeah.
Well, you're cutting your own throat when you start talking that way, because
okay.
If somebody is upstream, poisoning the river, and that river runs into another state, and you say that you can't stop pollution across state lines? I mean, that's preposterous.
That's an interstate commerce issue, though, right? I mean,
well, then how does a county see? If you go to 1776 logic, they didn't want colony economics. The original colony problem was that the king was demanding that we pay everything in gold, and
yeah,
that he would only buy things from us in paper. Right, that was a big problem. It starved us, and the holders. I'm a big fan of Ralph Nader. So if you listen to Ralph Nader on the 13 colonies, and he's given a number of speeches, you can see him online. He describes the 13 colonies as 13 corporations chartered by the king, And that
wouldn't have been completely inaccurate at first. I mean, then they turned into states after that. David, I do appreciate you spending a little time with me on this. Thanks so much.
Good week.
I can't hold you over. not another one. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. The username is lrn.fm. On Skype. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeyman and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, as evidenced by the way we've talked about just about everything tonight here on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, well, we do things a little different than other talk shows. We're pretty much the only show in America where you can call in, pick your subject, and talk about it on the radio. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to agree with you. In fact, chances are we won't. That's just kind of how we are here.
We don't always agree with each other.
No, we don't. But we do generally agree that human freedom is the best course of action.
Yes.
So, there you go. Check us out. Call in if you want, 855-450-FREE. Our username is lrn.fm on Skype, and you just have to send a request there. But we also have the Discord at discord.freetalklive.com, and that's where Mortified Penguin is calling from. Oh, now we got a feedback.
This is bad.
Yeah, you're going to have to turn him down, mute him, something.
I think he might be able to pick headphones. Yeah, something. So whatever the audio issue is, maybe you can address it, Mortified Penguin, and we'll try to get back to you. But I got this article that we've been working on with some striking statistics. Basically, two-thirds of eighth graders in American public schools in 2017 were not proficient in reading or mathematics. And the numbers are worse for those enrolled in urban districts. I'm not going to go through the urban districts and read them to you, but they are stunning. I'll give you some idea of some of the worst stuff here. Detroit, only 5% of Detroit public school eighth graders were proficient or better in math, and only 7% were proficient or better in reading. Eighth graders can't read who are going to your schools.
Right.
And you're telling me that if I don't pay for your stupid school, that you're going to take my house away. That's nuts.
That's basically what they say. And here in Keene, where we live, we've got some of the libertarians that have been advocating that school spending of the local school district be reduced. And the argument against is we don't want just average students. Average would be an improvement on what we have.
Yeah.
They think that we just need to, like, spend more money and still not somehow teach the kids what they need to learn.
I've got that article in show prep, too. The article where it's the next one that I've got lined up here. Decades of increased state spending in public education yield scant results.
Yeah.
More money does not mean better schools. As much as the teachers' union will tell you differently, eighth graders performing at the proficient level should understand the connections between fractions, percents, decimals, and other mathematical topics such as algebra and functions. Students at this level are expected to have thorough understanding of basic level arithmetic operations and understanding sufficient for problem solving in practical situations. Not so much. Eighth graders in reading, students performing at the proficient level should be able to provide relevant information and summarize main ideas and themes. That means you should be able to read a short paragraph and then tell people what it said. They should be able to make and support inferences about the text, connect parts of the text, analyze text for features. Students performing at this level should be able to fully substantiate judgments about content and presentation of context. This does not mean that you can find the noun, the verbs, and the adverbs in the sentence. It's not about sentence structure. It's about reading comprehension, and they ain't got it.
Sally went to the store. Please tell me, what did Sally do?
Was Sally in need of something? You know, that's a little simple, but yeah, I mean, you know, you're supposed to draw inferences, get some idea of what we're talking about here in the sentence. It's not difficult stuff. I remember taking these in school and being like, why are they wasting my time on this dumb stuff? Let's go to Robert calling in from Houston. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, I caught a little bit of the discussion you were having on the Federalist Society. And I kind of had a question. Doesn't this group take its name from the Federalist Papers?
That would be the inference that I would get from it.
And the importance of them selecting that name to identify their group is to identify their political thinking in terms of the kind of discussions that Madison, I believe Hamilton, and some of the other early founders were having, and then again, their references to Locke and Hobbes.
I would think that that's what they're trying to get you to think. To me, when I think Federalist, I think somebody who wanted to grow the government from, you know, its sort of original Articles of Confederation. I think of a big government person when I think of a Federalist, but I get that that may, you know, the history may have changed that interpretation.
All right, and then if I could just add a little bit onto that. My understanding of those Federalist Papers and how they were influential in the writing of the Constitution was that the judges were supposed to interpret what the law was. They weren't supposed to make it. But in the Constitution, it allowed two ways to change the Constitution, one by convention and one by amendment.
Hold on. The Constitution actually doesn't give the Supreme Court the authority to rule on whether laws are constitutional or not. That was a power they gave to themselves in their ruling of Marbury versus Madison.
It's a completely relevant and reasonable decision that the Supreme Court that made, though, with given the appellate jurisdiction as they are in the Constitution, and at the time there was something called jury nullification. Since they are the jury, they can then nullify the law, call it unconstitutional. It makes perfect sense. Please go ahead.
Okay, but then the people then have the ability to change the role of the court, either through convention or amendment, and I guess
I don't know
some
how you
people
do that,
would
but
say,
all right.
Well, as a practical matter, yeah, I agree with you. But in theory, they have the power to change the court. And then finally, the third way would be what South Carolina and the rest of the South tried to do. And that's really a non-starter as far as secession goes.
I don't know. I think secession's more alive today than it ever was.
Didn't you just celebrate secession 4 days ago?
Are you talking about the 4th of July?
Yeah, Independence Day.
That was not secession.
Sure it was.
What the hell was it then?
The colonies seceded from the British Empire. The 4th of July preceded the Constitution by...
It was still secession.
Years?
It was secession from a different government, but yeah.
It was a form of secession.
I would refer to Webster on that to get the definition of secession. I think it was more revolution than secession.
Secession, the act of withdrawing formally from membership of a federation or body, especially a political state. Declaring one's independence is secession.
They were colonies. They were not federated. They were a colony.
They were a member of the British Empire.
They were essentially owned by the crown.
We're splitting some hairs here, but I do appreciate the call, brother.
Yeah, well, I didn't start. All right.
You're right. Thank you, buddy. Free Talk Live. Well, I didn't start it. He's probably right. 855-450-3733. That's 855-453-5555.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Many in Thailand are still anxiously waiting following the successful rescue of 4 boys from the flooded cave complex. Heavy rains threaten to raise water levels in the cave, and officials say it could take 4 more days to rescue the rest. After more than 2 weeks trapped in the dark cave, eight boys and their soccer coach are waiting for their turn for the risky escape.
This is the most scary situation that I think a person could go through.
Anmar Mirza is the national coordinator of the National Cave Rescue Mission.
You can't make a horror movie that would even compare. And I've been involved in cave rescue for 30 years, and I cannot even think of one that was this complicated.
The path out is a dangerous one. They need to replace the spent oxygen inside the cave before they retrieve any more people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
I want to tell you about MyPillow. My wife and I just did some traveling. We had to go pick my son up from camp in Maine. And we had to spend the night in a hotel. And as usual, we took our pillows with us. Because once you get used to sleeping on a good pillow, it's really hard to sleep on a crappy one. When you don't know any better, it's like being a kid. You can sleep on the floor. Ah, big deal. Well, not once you sleep on a bed for old. You get old enough, yeah. And you sleep on a bed long enough. So it's the same way with a pillow, and I take my pillow with me whenever I can because it just makes life better. It holds my head, neck in the right position. Don't have to worry about neck pain the next day or several days. Also, for those of you who get headaches, this could be an issue. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you got nothing to lose, if it doesn't work for you, then heck, return it. Also, you can wash it, and you should. Because when you sleep, disgusting things fall off of you. And ultimately, they're going to get through the fabric that protects your pillow, through the pillowcase, through the pillow cover, all that stuff. If you go to MyPillow.com and you use promo code FTL, not only do you get two premium pillows for one low price, you also get free shipping on all orders if you use that promo code. You don't like your MyPillow? 60 days to return it for a full refund. Of your purchase price. It's mypillow.com, promo code FTL. Let's go to Christopher calling in from South Carolina. Christopher, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
I was thrown out of a public library today.
Okay.
Because they thought that I was drinking in public.
All right.
Okay.
And drinking the alcohol. Was,
exactly. But the reason was prior, someone that, I'll admit, they showed me photos, a deputy sheriff that provides security at the library, someone that does look a lot like me, they had taken photos of him entering and exiting the bathroom where supposedly they found alcoholic containers in the weeks prior to.
Okay.
So
this is a serial drinker at the right library and you had to leave?
Well, I mean, I wish I could have just left. I mean, that would have been the ideal situation. But when the deputy sheriff approached me, I had a bottle of lemonade. He asked me what was in it. I said, lemonade. And he said, doesn't smell like lemonade to me. And I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you, you know, because I'm the great unwashed. But I'm telling you, it's lemonade. And he said, well, someone that appears like you supposedly had dropped empty alcohol containers in the bathroom on prior occasions, even though there was none found today, and they put me through the ringer.
It really stinks to be accused of something and treated as though you're guilty when you didn't do it.
Right.
Yeah, it really, really stinks. I guess I would ask, how do you suppose they should have handled this?
Well, okay, as Mark, you're more familiar, probable cause, in order to make an arrest, it's more likely than not. If he felt I had an open container, then he would have, if he felt a deputy sheriff, duly sworn, you know,
yep,
full, you know, law enforcement, if he felt so compelled that I had an open container in my presence, if he felt obligated to make an arrest, that would be a different situation. Okay,
yep.
Then fine, make that arrest. You know, and we'll deal with it in court otherwise. He didn't find an open container on me. Now, granted, you know, I smell like 3-day-old stripper. I get that. But he
why
did not
that?
Find an open... What?
Why do you smell like a 3-day-old stripper?
Well, that's another story completely. But
all right,
the fact is, I didn't have an open container of alcohol with me.
Okay.
That he observed. Again, if he felt that, he should have made the charge. I presented my ID, yes sir, no sir, whatever he wanted. And I'm now barred for 30 days because someone who looked like me may or may not have left empty containers of alcohol in the restroom on previous occasions.
So just to be clear here, you were not arrested. You were not given the summons. The
absolutely
guy just asked
not
you a bunch of questions before telling you to leave the library.
And then not,
no,
and
no,
then giving
as soon as he approached
sentence
me, I looked at him. I said, if you want me to bounce, just say the word. And, you know, I'm out the door. He's like, no. He's like, I know you've left this. I said, well, if that's the case, you know, if I allegedly left open containers of alcohol in the restroom prior to, then well, he's like, no, that's... But basically, I'm banned for the next 30 days because someone who does look a lot like me, and I'll give him that. He showed me the photos on his iPhone. I said, well, that does look, I mean, we both have bad haircuts. You know, I'll give you that. No,
but just to
it
make sure that I'm understanding correctly, he talked to you and asked you a bunch of questions before you left the library.
Absolutely. Took my ID.
At no point did he give you...
And with arrest.
But he didn't actually arrest you and did not give you
no,
a citation for any
thing. No paperwork. He filled out a form that doesn't, because I specifically asked him, I said, are you going to do a UCR uniform crime report about this incident? He said, no, internal only, that I'm barred from the library for the next 30 days.
I'd say that won't stand. You know, if you're a taxpayer and you pay for that library, if you feel like running up on this, I would, you know,
I'd contact the local ACLU.
I think what I'd do is try to talk to the officer and say, look, this wasn't me. At no point have you made a positive statement to me that says this wasn't me. You certainly make it seem like it wasn't, but, you know, make the positive statement to him. This was not me. Can we work something out where I can come to the library that I pay for?
And if you, because I live at the library. I mean, but anyway, because I've been going there for probably the last year and a half. Everybody and their brother knows me there. I am Mr. No Problem. And he, like, 10 minutes prior to him jumping on me like the SWAT team, there was an individual that was yelling at small children, you know, in the computer bank. And yeah. He brushed them off completely because he was eyeballing me, I realized, right. After the fact.
And who knows whether this person that he has pictures of at his iPhone was actually guilty. He's just saying the person went in, there were some alcoholic bottles when he came out.
Right.
Well, there's probably some other people that came out, and there were alcoholic bottles after them, too. So
as you know, Mark, it was at the point where whatever you say, sir, if it's because he was extremely hostile, I wasn't going to try to debate and argue. If you say the moon is green, absolutely, sir. I think the moon is green as well. You know,
I think this guy doesn't have a legal leg to stand on. If you decide to go back to the library, what's he going to do? You know, trespassing? You don't have an order. This is a public building.
Mark, we know people that have been given no trespass orders to public property. And
every one of them have been overturned.
Overturned, but that doesn't mean that they weren't arrested for violating it prior to it getting overturned.
It won't save you the trip to the county jail.
That's why I suggest contact the ACLU first.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Christopher, thanks for the call. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yep. I mean... When it's really difficult when the government decides you're not allowed at a government building.
Correct.
This has happened to our co-host, Ian. For instance, he wasn't allowed to go to the courthouse. What if he has court business?
Which he did. And then he was arrested for showing up to court to deliver court papers because he had court business.
Yes. I mean... This is the kind of idiocy that surrounds this. He's
still technically prohibited from purchasing certain alcohol unless he's at a bar because there's still a... You're not allowed at a liquor store, and they don't sell liquor at the grocery stores here.
Right. It's all
you can buy liquor at a bar or the liquor store.
Yeah. Basically, there's no liquor stores in New Hampshire that aren't New Hampshire liquor stores. 855-453 Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the
the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live's final segment. Support what we do. Check out amp.freetalklive.com. There is no other program like Free Talk Live. You want the ideas of liberty spread farther and wider? It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go right to the phone, Sarah. We got a few left here.
All right.
Got a Christopher calling in from Colorado. Christopher, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
All's well.
I'm just calling in response to the other Christopher who called in about his little incident at the public library, which
I'm going to kind of
call BS on here.
We don't have the story, right? Like, you know, this is one of the problems with taking stories on the radio is you get to pick and choose what you want to believe because you only get one side of the story.
Right, exactly. And I'm thinking he mentioned that he smelled like a 3-day old stripper, which we
man, whatever that meant.
On. Right. And
I think he was trying to say he's homeless.
Okay.
Could have been.
And that's what I was going to say is that, okay, maybe he's there. Maybe he didn't have alcohol. But when you look at the context of it, okay, and the things that deputies and officers are put, you know, to judge for themselves with whatever training they have, I mean, you can't fault the cop for not arresting him and just trying to de-escalate a situation, whether it was him or not, with the alcohol at this point. And there's, you know, the mugshot or whatever from the previous person that looks extremely like him. I mean,
it wasn't a mugshot. It was just a picture of somebody coming out of a bathroom, and they didn't know what happened in the bathroom.
Probably taken from security camera.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, I only use that anecdotally, you know, because it's like, you know, if someone looks like me and I smell like a 3-day-old stripper, and, you know, I'm willing to leave or whatever. I mean, sometimes the cops can use too much force, and sometimes they get, you know, excoriated for not using enough when the situation calls for it. So for me, it's like, you know, there's this whole climate of beat up on the cop for doing their job or not doing their job. It's like it's you can't win. And
well,
with
I think
this
the,
guy, I mean,
the main problem is that we have libraries where librarians can't kick people out. So They used to have a thing called a free library where the community would get together and they would have a place where people could check out books. That's great.
Right.
But there was, it was somebody owned the library. Somebody decided. And now, in many cases, libraries are places that people don't want to go because they're scary.
Oh, and I will never go to a library.
They can't kick people out.
Hold on. You said you would never go to a library?
Oh, no. I would go and buy my books online. I would never go to a public place like that. Because I've been there here in Durango where homelessness is rampant, and it's just not something that I'm going to subject myself to as a taxpayer who actually does pay taxes.
Yep.
Because of all the non-taxpayers who are in there because it's a government property and no one can kick them out or do anything. And honestly, it's almost like there's no win situation here. I'm a libertarian, and I love freedom, but at the same time, like, what's going on with government and how they can't even control, or, sorry, I shouldn't say control, where they can't even have the authority to kick out people who are homeless or causing a ruckus, then that's kind of a problem. It's just this whole balance of freedom versus, I know you're homeless, or I know these other things, but at the same time, they're trying to keep the peace. So it's almost like there's no win anymore.
Hold on. I'm wondering if I misheard something that you said. It seemed to me that you were implying that simply being homeless in a public place was causing a disturbance.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean,
okay.
You know, at one point in my life, due to business circumstances, I was homeless in Hawaii for 6 weeks. But I kept a job. I put my stuff in storage. I joined a gym to take showers until I had enough money to actually rent a place of my own. It took 6 weeks, you know? So I understand there's that aspect, but I also understand that I would personally not go to a library while being homeless just because I was on a mission. So there's a difference. I don't think we should kick them off for being homeless, but I just think the government is not doing this job that they're supposed to do. And I see charities and churches doing a lot more for the homeless in training and in actually giving them a leg up and helping them rather than just leaving them there.
That's what I think is the best solution, Christopher. I appreciate the call.
All right, thank you guys for the radio show. You guys did your job.
Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. You were wondering, Daryl. Here she is. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you know, I called in and mentioned about the Truman Hall in Pennsylvania.
The what?
Truman Hall, it's a...
There's an underground bunker in Pennsylvania. Sarah believes that there's some sort of nefarious reason that it exists. It was built, I think it was back in the 1940s, as a possibility of if nuclear war broke out, it's fairly close to D.C., we can get the president and some politicians there for safety.
Okay.
So, you know what, I think this one is inside the mountains. They blew up mountains, like parts of the mountains, to have a nuclear shelter. But, you know, I mean, if it was open for 70 years and they employed like 10,000 workers per year, I mean, how much is that for a state a secret? I mean, that guy is going to...
It's not a secret, Sarah. People know that it exists.
Yeah, it says here that from the phillyvoice.com, the gigantic, not-so-secret Pennsylvania bunker where nuclear war in the U.S. would begin.
Yeah, we read that article the last time she called in about this thing, but she still wants to think that it's some kind of secret and that nobody knows that it exists.
But I don't know how many people work there.
Well, the thing is, you think about it. They employed, like I said, 70 years. They employed all those people, and they tell their families, I worked on that, I put the dynamite in there, and I'm building a police station, a fire department. Everybody knows about it now. Everybody in the state knows about it.
Yes, people know about it because it's not a secret, Sarah.
That's kind of how they keep secrets, though. I mean, there's a lot of people that work for the National Security Agency and the other dozens of secret agencies around the United States, and they could tell their families about stuff, and in some cases they probably do, but, you know, the secrets are still relatively kept.
Well, the thing is, it was a secret to me. My whole point is that I'm almost 50 years old. Next year I'm going to be 50. I only heard about it on the radio 2 weeks ago. So
All right.
It's a secret to me.
It's a shock.
They have hundreds of these nuclear bomb shelters, and some of them are underground.
Okay.
That's the best place to put a bomb shelter is underground.
Yeah, they make bad dirigibles.
Well, this one just dug out a mountain. I don't know which is more, more, like, works better against nuclear attacks. But the thing about it is that...
Probably something dug into a mountain.
Yeah, if there's a nuclear attack, I definitely want a mountain between me and the bomb.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know what? Some of us are going to live, and people that have money that could afford to buy these shelters, buy a apartment, community, they're going to live, and everybody else are going to be toast. We're going to be fine.
Sarah, this particular shelter that you're talking about is owned by the United States federal government. It's not owned by just some really rich guy. And I know you hate really rich people because they have money and have jobs, and you don't really have either. But this is not, there's no nefarious reason for this to exist. I know you want to think that there is, but there's not.
You know what? If you have money, they're selling underground apartments that you could buy for $3 million a piece.
You can.
But not in this particular site that you're talking about in Pennsylvania.
Yep, they will sell you really nice underground bunker apartments for $3 million a piece.
And I'll sell you land on the moon for whatever you want to send me. It doesn't mean I actually own the moon to be able to sell it.
Rich people have always lived in nicer places than poor people. And if the government gets into a nuclear war, it's only because people supported their governments and said, oh, yeah, this is a really great idea. Let's give these crazy lunatic liars a bunch of power over us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it goes.
Sarah, thank you for the call. And I actually was worried about you because you've not called in the last few nights. So I'm glad you're okay.
Well, she's made it to almost 50 now.
And she didn't get hit by a bus.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, you did suggest that was a possibility. Check us out, freetalklive.com. Got lots of that stuff for their archives going back for 15 years. freetalklive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.